Hello.
Hi, this is Nick from Hoffman, Missouri. Is this Mike?
It is.
Hey, Mike, how's it going? How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Great. So you filled up our contact form and you gave us some information regarding your business. I'm not wrong, you're looking for an application which will help you to move from paper to electronic and shift all the bill of lading over there. And you gave me some information about the farms, right? So what business do you do?
We're a railroad contractor with some semi trucks also.
Okay. So you have a contractor business, sorry. Okay. So this is the only thing that you are actually looking for in your application? Just the bills of lading and nothing else?
So basically, what I'd like to have is various fields on the app that would be able to be filled by the driver of the truck. And then some of them would be in a drop-down menu, like for where it's being shipped to. We pick up a lot of scrap metal for the different railroads. And so every load, we have to fill out a bill of lading. And so I'd like it to have like a drop down with our various locations that we take the material after we pick it up, and then it would autofill the address, and then a place that we could put our start time and our end time, and then it would calculate the hours on there, and then area to put our scale ticket numbers for our lightweights and our heavyweights. I did like a quick layout on the computer of what I'd kind of like it to look like that I could send over
Okay.
to kind of
Well,
give an idea.
we do have a mutual NDA if you would like to sign it. Before we can actually do that, sharing of the documents and everything, so you know that you are actually protected with your idea and all the stuff that you
Okay, I'm not too worried about that, but
have.
I can
Okay,
sign
well,
it if you need to.
well,
It's just I'm just looking for something basic that works for our company. Because
okay,
right now
so.
we're on paper bills of lading, and it's you can't read the handwriting. And then when the driver's out of town,
Okay.
they have to
Yeah.
take a picture to send it to me,
Yes. Yes.
and then you
Well,
can't see the picture very well.
I believe a lot
It's
of companies are still on paperwork, and the drivers have to click a picture when they have done the delivery. Once the receiver signs it, they click a picture and send it to you guys. So I think that a lot of companies are doing the same thing. But yes, if we move it to somewhere and make sure that it works electronically, it's pretty feasible and pretty doable, okay? So right now, the
Yeah.
information that you have shared with me, what I see is there will be a sign-up screen, okay, where the drivers will log in, okay, with their own ID that will be provided by the admin. That's you guys, okay?
Yep.
And then they will have an option. There will be a bill of lading, okay? You can have multiple options because the application we will be creating over here will be totally scalable, okay? So just not the bill of lading. If you would want to have another contact form, we can have that option too, okay? It's just on you how much you would want to have on this application. Now, coming back to the point for the BOL. We will open that option. A form will come up. There will be option where the driver can type it down, okay? Some
Yep.
drop-down options, okay? And on the same form, you said that you would want to add the location from A, that he is traveling from this position, and then put down the location B on the same form.
We need to put where the material was picked up from and then where it's going to be delivered to. So, like, typically we go out to the railroad yards. We pick up their scrap, and then we take it back to one of our yards, either in Portland, Oregon, or down in California.
Okay, so we will be integrating Google Maps, okay, for better and accurate addresses and calculating, and the truck, the delivery and everything will be tracked down, okay? So the route they will be taking, you would know that how much time they invested in making that delivery, okay? And how much they have traveled, okay? Because somewhere like from A to B, you might be able to take that route from, like, for example, 10 kilometers, and another route might go over there in 8 kilometers. So the route they will be taking will be tracked down through the application only, okay?
Okay.
This is an option I'm giving you if you think that this is considerable, so you can add this thing. So you might actually know how much time they have taken and how much they have traveled, because you are actually paying for the cost of the fuel and everything to the driver, right?
Yeah, I'm not super worried about that. We only
Mm-hmm.
we have like 10 trucks,
Okay.
and we do we make a lot of stops in between checking out other material, and a lot of times we go off the like normal route to get somewhere else to check it out. So I don't really need tracking or anything like that. I really just need the information on
Okay.
the actual
I
form
got.
that can be sent for. So after they pick up the load, I need them to put the scale ticket numbers in there, their lightweight and their heavyweight, and the times that they got their scales.
Yeah.
And then I need, after that's all done and they have all where they picked it up, where they're taking it to, I need them to be able to send it to me and the other people in the office so that we can look up their scale ticket numbers and put it all together and close out the dispatch that we have
Okay.
without.
And you will okay, so you will get the information through the driver, and you will check it out and dispatch it, okay? And once the material has reached the point B where it was supposed to be delivered, there will
Yes.
be a person who will be receiving it, right?
Yes.
Okay, so they will sign it automatically, electronically, on the application. Will be having that option?
I don't need a signature either for delivery because we bring it to our own yards.
Oh, okay. And okay, so I think that's a pretty doable application, pretty simple, and you don't need much of it in that thing that's going on. So, like, of course, when we go out and we decide to make sure that we will go and have this thing made or developed, or we go for shopping, we set aside a certain budget for that. So, like, anything that you have decided that you will be able to invest on this application?
No, I'm really trying to get an idea for that. I have no idea. I'm pretty open. I need to get it done, but I don't have anything in mind. I've never done this
Okay.
before.
No problem. And how soon you think that we can start working on this application?
Soon,
As
like
soon as
within the
possible,
next
like
couple weeks.
couple of weeks, and when do you want this thing to be completed?
I don't really have a timeline for it. It's been kind of in my thoughts for a long time, so sooner the better, but I don't have like a deadline.
Okay, I got you. And is there it, you, this application will be developed for both iOS and Android, right?
Correct.
Correct. Okay. And then, are there any more other people who are involved in the decision making? Or you are the only
Yeah,
one
my
taking
boss.
care of it? Your boss?
My boss. I just have to have him okay the final cost, but he's pretty
Okay.
open to it also.
All right. Okay. Well, you told me that you will be sending over some documents so we can actually check it. You have created something?
Yeah, can you send me an email and I'll respond to it with it?
Of course, I'll do that. If you can just bear with me, I can do it while I'm having a word with you. And
Okay.
just correct me if I'm wrong somewhere. I believe that your email address that I have is mlink@harmersteel.com.
Correct.
Got it. Okay. I'll send over an email with my company profile. Also, an optional mutual NDA if you guys would want to sign it, and you can send it back to
Okay.
us. That's fine. Okay. And you can share the information that you have. Let us do our R&D and then get back to you. Are you available today? Because I think that we can hop on another call later today in evening.
Yeah, for about another 4 hours.
Another 4 hours? You are available, right?
Yeah.
Perfect, perfect. Okay, so just all right, I'll send you an email. You can just get back to me through email with the information and document that you have already created. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Is there anything that I'm missing out right now? Anything you have back in your head that you would want to discuss?
No. I think you
Okay,
covered it.
Mike. All right, I'll let you go for now. Okay, you
Okay.
check the email and get back to me with the information that you have. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, mate. You have a nice day.
Bye.
Cheers.
You too, bye.
Bye-bye.